Have you ever heard of a game called Find the Button? No? Have you heard of it? When I was a kid, well, sometimes we'd play hide the button, sometimes we'd play hide the thimble, sometimes we'd play hide the bat, whatever we could find. It's kind of like hide and seek, only we'd hide something. We would take a button, or one time I remember we were visiting my cousins, we didn't have a button, but I found a battery. So let's play hide the battery. So we'd take the battery, we'd hide it somewhere, and then we'd have to try to find it, and the person that hit it would go, oh, you're getting warmer, or you're getting colder if you're getting farther away until we found it. You have batteries? Very good. I'm glad. Well, somewhere in this church, in this sanctuary, I didn't hide a button, I didn't hide a battery, I didn't hide a thimble. I hid some granola bars. And I think we should go on an adventure and try to find them. I have the first clue written here. This clue says, I am the special place where people get baptized. Where do people get baptized? Thanks for raising your hand. Where do people get baptized? Everybody's pointing. What is that thing?
It's like a little big tub.
We call it a... Yes, thank you. Thanks for wrestling. We call it a baptismal font. That's a funny word. Let's go over there and check it out. Let's go on our adventure. Let's go check it out. So instead of are we getting warmer, we've got clues. Doesn't look like a whole lot going on there. Let's take the lid off. What's inside there?
Water.
Well, let's see. Can you handle that? It's kind of heavy. It's empty right now. Water does go in there. What happens?
Another clue.
Another clue. In here, we put water and then we put it on someone's forehead in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Are they saved?
Yeah.
You betcha. Go and put the lid back on. This says, I am the person who makes music. The person who makes music, we're all pointing, let's go see. Let's go check it out. Where's the person that makes music? Let's go see. Come on. The person that makes music. Oh man, there's a whole passel of them up there. Is that them?
Yeah.
Man alive. Well, we're not going to go up there because they're on stairs and stuff and there's just a bunch of us. I had put another clue here and it says, and I memorized this one, it says, I am the place, oh, you've spotted them? I am the place where you come into the church. Did you spot something back there? What is that? Go ahead and grab that. You found it. You found it. Good. It's full. You guys can grab one. You want to grab one? Oh, man alive. You should see these things. Man. They've got yogurt stuck on the bottom of them. Strawberry and blueberry. If you want to grab one, let's meet back up at the front. Man, oh man. Good job. And once you got one, come on back with me. Let's go back up front. Did you get one? Did you get one? You don't want one? All right, come on, let's go back up here. You know, that was a pretty fun adventure, wasn't it? We should do that more often. You know, that reminds me of another adventure that we're all on. Even the big kids are on a big, long adventure. In fact, it's such a big adventure, it takes our whole life to finish it. And there's something super duper special at the end of that. It's called heaven. Is heaven a pretty cool place?
Yeah,
how do we know to get there? We had notes here that said, go check out the baptismal font. Go check out the person who makes music. Go check out the door. How do we know how to get to heaven? What do you think? We find clues. Where do we find those clues? Where? Everywhere. Yeah? Let's ask the big kids to see if they know. Big kids, where do we find clues on how to get to heaven? Oh, the Bible. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. There's a Bible reading where Jesus was getting ready to go to heaven and his disciples were sad. He said, well, you guys know the way. And one of his friends said, well, we don't know the way, so how do we know where you're going? And Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. We hear that in the Bible, don't we? When we read the Bible, we hear of how to get to heaven. How do we get to heaven? Who is it?
God.
Yeah, we hear about in the Bible, his name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Good job. Should we talk to him? Let's talk to him. Let's pray to him. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you for the adventure that we had this morning. And Lord, we thank you for the adventure called life that these kids are on. As they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a congregation to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray all these things trusting in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name.